We begin Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch Simon Kuf Pei's Din Erev Tevshilin. Yonta Shchal Yisbar Shabbos, so Yonta falls on Friday. Oslova Afes Ova Shabakadeim Yechedis L'Shabbos. One can't cook for Shabbos because, as we discussed in a previous year, you can't cook on Yonta for the next day Shabbos. The only way you could do so is earlier the Erev Tevshilin by making an Erev Tevshilin. Shoyse Be'erev Yonta that you make before Yonta. The concept here is, as we just discussed, one may not cook on Friday, on one day for the next day, on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So how am I supposed to have food on Shabbos, and especially in their world where they didn't have refrigerators, etc.? So what Chazal said is that really, if you're cooking today on Yom Tov, you primarily, you could say that I'm cooking for today, Hoyl Mikalei Orchim, guests may show up. So that, of course, doesn't allow you to cook L'chatchila today. But since you put down the Erev, and the Erev means that I've begun already, that I'm mixing, combining the food from Yom Tov for Shabbos, combined with the Hoyl, Chazal said that if you make the Erev, you would be allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Dinah Shlakech is a tafshal atzli. You take a cooked food, a roasted food. It has to be something Shiroi Lulafis by Sepas, something that you cook, that you eat along with bread, the gam pas, and then bread as well. Umavarech, you make the bracha, shek rishonah mitzvosav, v'tzivonu al mitzvahs erev. Many poskim are of the opinion that when you make the erev tevshilin, you should actually hold the food which you're going to use to make the erev tevshilin. The person could appoint a shliach to make an erev on his behalf, and if the person who's appointing the shlich is providing the food to the individual who's going to be making the Erev, then that shlich can make a bracha as well. Furthermore, since the primary beneficiary of the Erev Tevshilin typically is the woman who's going to cook on Friday on behalf of Shabbos, it's most appropriate she should be there when the Erev is made and say Amen to the bracha. Vaymer, and then he says, with this Erev Yesharlanu, it should be permitted lafuya lafshuya to cook and bake, to put away hot food, lafshargam, and to light a candle, and do whatever else we need to do, yontav l'shapsay, from Friday yontav to Shabbos. If somebody doesn't understand these words in Aramaic, yom v'loshu maven, he should say in any language that he understands. Many people have the nusach also that they say lanu for us l'chol b'nei irazois for everybody in the city, so that in case, as we're going to learn, an erev, somebody didn't make an erev, he could rely on that erev that was designated. Some suggest that if Shabbos, that what you are preparing for is not just Shabbos, it's also yontif, then you could say, but you could say that I'm cooking for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. Others suggest we should not change the nusach. Tzar shei tafshel, the cooked food that's being designated should be dovah shadak lachla mapas, something that's normally eaten together with the bread. It would be best that the food that's being used was prepared on Erev Yom Tov, and it was prepared with the intention that it should be used for an Erev Tevshilin. Kigoy basar, v'dogim, bayim, meat, fish, eggs, avadovish ein da'akal lechol and pas, lemahani, something that's never eaten with food, with bread together, it's not really part of a meal, should not be used for an Erev. And that's, for example, why people suggest, like, if you have a cooked fruit, that's not something that's typically used for a meal, and therefore it should not be used for an Erev Tevshilin. Also, one should not use the food that's going to get spoiled, as we're going to learn, and won't be available for the Erev Tevshilin. Many use a cooked egg, a hard-boiled egg for Erev, which is fantastic, but one should make sure not to peel that egg, because there's a halacha that we may not leave a peeled egg overnight, and now that food is not going to be qualified to be used for an Erev. Shir tafshel, the amount of the cooked food should be kazayis. Vabas, the amount of bread should be kabeya. V'yesh lahadar achamoni yofa, it should be a good portion, l'chvar ha-mitzvah, become a pass. If you, the bread should be shleimah, it should be a whole bread. If you nechei b'shabbos lach mishnah, it should be used by every one of the meals on Shabbos as the second challah. We know that we have to have two challahs, so this should be the second challah. By Suda Shlishis, this should be the challah that Yiftzaleh, that you cut. Because since it was used for one mitzvah, it should be used again to be used for Lacha Mishnah on Shabbos. Sif Gimel ain't Erev Tevshil Moil. Erev Tevshil is not effective. El Lahat Alas is called Tzarka of Shabbos Beyontiv, Boyd Hayom Godel. Only for the purpose to do what you need for Shabbos on Yontiv, Boyd Hayom Godel. While it's still plenty time that I can eat that food. As we said it out earlier, the concept behind Erev is because Hoyle Mikle Archim, that I may have guests, and therefore I could use that food today. So it has to be food that can be used today. Dainu, Sheyesh Shos B'yoyim, there's enough time after this food was cooked on Friday, Shemayim Zdam Lai Archim, Shlai Ochlu, that if you'll have guests visit you that didn't eat yet today, Hay Ochlam Nanabai B'yoyim, they could eat this fruit, shas b'yontif. Aval, im ain't shas b'yoyim lehens b'malachtoi. If you're going to cook food on Friday, and there will not be enough time on Friday to eat that food, ein ma'al erev tevshilin, then the whole concept of erev tevshilin falls away. Ulchel na'ag in kishchel yontif erev Shabbos. If yontif falls on Friday, mesdim in l'spala arvish l'shabbos b'yoyim. We daven Friday night, Meyer earlier than usual. She's reasonable ma ligma called Kodim Shoimrim, Mizra Shiloyam Shabbos. Since everybody has to get to shul, people are going to make sure that all the food was cooked in time on Friday. But Tavshim Shemat Milim, the Shabbos, the foods that we put away to stay warm for Shabbos, Tzrichim Latminim Beyodiyam Godel, also should all be prepared on Friday, which is Yontif, during the day. There should be at least a third cooked before it's Shabbos, that if a guest came now, he could technically eat that food. Sif Dalad. We could only rely on the Erev Tevshilin El Erev Shabbos on Friday. Aval. If Yontif falls on Thursday and Friday, and then we have Shabbos, and we're relying on the Erev Tevshilin, the Erev doesn't help that we could rely on Thursday already to start cooking for Shabbos. We could only rely on the Erev to cook for Shabbos on Friday. Sif Hey, Tzarech She'erev Kaim Achech called Tzarech Shabbos. The Erev should be extant. It should be here until you finish preparing all the food for Shabbos. Im Nevda Nechla Pas, if the food was eaten or the bread was eaten, if the food was eaten, if it's lost, if somebody made an Erev and the Erev was consumed before Yontif, and now he's going to have to obviously put another Erev, the halacha is that not only does he have to put up another Erev, but he has to make a bracha the second time. If the Erev is so nothing left over that you don't even have a kazayis of the Erev, also lavasha kilo Erev klal, you cannot rely on that Erev at all. So what does somebody who didn't make an Erev do? If he didn't remember until after he ate the meal on Friday, and there's no other Yisrael that made an Erev, so he, he's only going to be allowed to do the absolute minimum that he needs for Shabbos. He'll be allowed to cook one food, and bake one challah. The halach is, it could be a big challah, but only one challah, and to light one candle. You could bake a big challah, you could put up a big pot, but only one pot, one challah. There are those that suggest that the lighting of the candle that Chazal were lenient with in this situation is not so simple, because we don't really need the lit candle. We have electricity. And in such a case, better that somebody should rely on, a woman should rely on another woman and have her mind when she's lighting the Neir Shabbos. Nisgar, Kodesh from Asa Suda Shachris. But if he recognized before he made the meal for Shabbos, for Yontif, Yochel of Ashel, Mekomen, Pekdei Ugdoila, cook whatever you're cooking for that Yontif meal in a large pot, and Lehoysel Shabbos, and have the leftovers for Shabbos. Mimieshmai Shamish Erev, if there is somebody else who did make an Erev, and you didn't, what you should do is Yitin Lezeb Matana Kimchei Besara, Kal Shach Lezeb, give this person who made the Erev your ingredients, give it to him as his. He'll become the owner by making a kinyan. Then he could cook and bake on my behalf. Even in the home of the individual who didn't make the Erev, as long as it became his, the person who made the Erev, we have a room for leniency. Everybody should make his own Erev Tavshilin. If there's a woman who doesn't have a husband, im yodas, if she knows how to make an Erev, if somebody's having guests who are not part of his family, that means guests or even married children. So the halach is that for the family members who live with us, the Erev Tavshilin that's made works for all of them. But everybody else, the owner, the person who's making the Erev Tavshilin, should have in mind all these other guests. And since I can't give ownership to somebody else in something that I own, should have somebody else, not your wife, pick up the Erev and have in mind that they're taking ownership in this Erev on behalf of those guests who are going to rely on their Erev, and have in mind that with that they should have an Erev Tavshilin that they could light candles or cook or whatever from Yontif to Shabbos. This is the most relevant halacha for people who are staying in hotels or people who are unfortunately in hospitals. If they're going to want to light candles on Friday, Yontif, for Shabbos, they have to make sure that they were covered with an Erev Tavshilin. And even though, as we said earlier, that the Rav, particularly when he makes an Erev, has in mind the entire city, one should not rely on that Erev l'chatchila. But if there's something beyond somebody's control that he forgot to make an Erev, loyos Erev Tavshilin, or he made it and he got lost, if there is in the city, he makes an Erev on behalf of all the people who live in the city, he gives ownership in this food on behalf of all the people in the city, then you could rely on this Erev. Av mishi shachem machnas atzlis, if somebody didn't make an Erev because he was lazy, or he relied on the Erev of the Rav without specifically making him into a shliach, lemahani, v'dina k'lel sefhei, where we discuss somebody who doesn't have an Erev to shilim. This halacha that you could rely on somebody else, so as we said, if the person just was lazy or negligent, then he can never rely on somebody else. If he wasn't, he could rely on it only once. There's a discussion amongst the Paiskim, what does that mean? Some suggest that if he forgot to make an effort, if he didn't do this the first time, he relied on the Rav the first Yontif, then the following Yontif that is going to be a Yontif where we're going to need Erev Tavshilin, and he does it again, he can't rely on the Erev. But if there's an interruption, that means the first Yontif that he was supposed to have Erev Tavshilin, he didn't make one. Next Yontif he did, and the Yontif after, again he didn't. Since there was this Yontif in between when he made the Erev Tavshilin, he can again, b'di'evit, rely on the Rav's Erev. But there are opinions that suggest that if you didn't make an Erev and you relied on that Rav once, you never get a chance again ever to do this and rely on the Rav's Erev. If Yontif falls out on Thursday and Friday, and he remembers on Thursday they didn't put up an Erev to Shilin, which is the first day of Yontif, he could put up the Erev today. And that's better, say the Paiskim, than relying on the Rav's Erev. Vivarach Sabracha, and make the Bracha. That's the opinion of Magen Avraham. There are those that say not like that, and therefore many don't make the Bracha in such a situation. And he should say the following tonight. He should make the following stipulation. He should say, Imma Yom Kodesh, if today is, we know when we have 2 days Yontif, it's a Sveika de Yoima. We don't know which is the true Yontif. So he says, if today Thursday is Yontif, then tomorrow Friday is not Yontif. And it's our last Erev, there's no need for the Erev. Vimay Yom Chol, if today is really not Yontif, so Yontif is only tomorrow Friday, so today Thursday is really Erev Yontif. And I'm going to rely on the Erev, then Erev Chului, Abba Rosh Hashanah, as we discussed in our previous year, where the 2 days Rosh Hashanah are considered like one long day in Halacha, Yom Arichta. So if Rosh Hashanah falls on Thursday, Friday, any Yochel Askein, this would not be acceptable. There are those that suggest that you have to say this tonight, and if you don't say the tonight, then this Erev will not be effective under these circumstances. And there are many that suggest that the best, of course, is to put the Erev on the first day Yontif and make the tonight, but if you didn't say the tonight, it will be an effective Erev anyway.